At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
I like that, Sue. I like that. I think you should brand that a flop day.
Yeah.
I like that. You're going to have a flop day today.
I am. It's been a really busy few weeks for me with the book launch and everything else that's going on. So, and now I'm coming down with a cold.
I know, I can hear it. It's your body's way of saying, we did it. We're at the end.
Yes.
Now we can relax.
And I'm okay with it because I kept thinking my husband's had this horrible cold all week. And I was like, just get me through Thursday. We had a huge event yesterday. I'm like, just get me through. And then I promise I'll rest you, body, because my body's like, please let me rest. So today I was telling you, and I'm all excited about it, I'm going to have a flop day, which means I'm going to go home and I'm going to get in literally in my pajamas by like noon today. And I'm not going to leave my house. I'm going to read a book. I'm going to make some soup. I'm going to watch some TV. I'm just going to flop.
I like that a lot. I wish I could copy it, but I have a few things this afternoon. And maybe once I get those children home from school, then I can have my flop.
Yeah.
Then I can just flop. It's my flop usually happens 4:30, 5 o'clock on a Friday.
Yeah.
Because by the time I can actually settle and do nothing.
Well, but you still have the kids. You got to pick them up from school. You got to get them dinner. Like, I don't. We're empty nesters. And so
I can just relax.
And, but I have to sort of, it's a mindset for me. I have to give myself permission because I'm always so busy. So I cleared my schedule today. And I have to say right from the very beginning, today's a flop day. Like, you need to just say no, no, no. Like, if something comes up and somebody's like, hey, you want to meet me for lunch? Hey, you want to do this?
Yeah.
It's Friday. I might have somebody, you know, a friend say, you guys want to meet
for dinner.
Well,
it's when everybody else kind of wakes up.
Yes.
You know what I mean? It's their opportunity to kind of get busy. And
I'm learning.
It's the opposite.
And one of the things I'm learning this year is to set limits. And I've never been very good at it. And I'm like, I have to just say, it's okay to say no. I'm resting today. And I never do that.
I know. And you said something like, I always feel if I'm sitting down, if I'm not doing anything, that I'm being lazy. I always feel like I have to, well, I have a few minutes. Why don't I just pick up this or clean up that or go, you know, I'll go and do like today. I'm going to maybe do a little manicure or maybe a pedicure, like a little self-care.
Yeah.
That's part of my flop day all the time. It's always involves something, somebody touching my body.
Your body.
The point.
Yeah.
You know, like,
that's okay.
Honestly, it's like massage, pedicure, or manicure. Not all the time, but whenever I have a flop day, that's
right.
That's what I always pick.
And I think everyone's different. And people can call and tell us, like, what is your perfect flop day? 617-655-1067. Is it, like, for me too, it's such a luxury to sit and read a book for, like, even an hour. Like, if I can read for an hour, that is, like, I don't know what it is. I never stop myself long enough to do that, and I so enjoy it.
See, it's so funny that you're right. People are so different because to me, like, I would be reading the book thinking about other things that I could be getting done. Like, that wouldn't relax me. Like, for me, it's the pampering.
Yeah.
Like
I like that too.
Somebody rubbing my feet or rubbing my back. Like, that is where that's my perfect flop day.
Yeah.
I love that. But I think you should, take that, trademark that. I like it.
Perfect. I wonder if anybody's ever used that before.
Maybe.
I just thought of it, but it could be out there. I don't know.
Well, we always think that we were the first to create it.
I'm like, nobody's ever called it that but me.
I know. We're like, this Yuka app, I just discovered it. It's been around for like 6 years.
It's so funny because my friend Jen has it. My friend Chris that lives next door has it. She's like, yeah, I have that.
I've had it forever.
I was like,
what's
where have
you?
We been?
I know. But I like this. This is cool. So it's Friday. What would your flop day be like? Call us 617-655-1067.
Get ideas too.
There you go.